I'm Yasha Dropo.
Yasha Dropo. Yeah. Explain to me what we're looking at here.
What we're looking at here is an array of speakers. What we're trying to do is just play with this technology and see what's possible.
And what is the technology? What is it? It's in the category of personal audio space, dynamic noise reduction.
So this is what this project here is, a personal audio space. What we're trying to do is recreate the headphone experience remotely, so that you aren't tethered by the headphones anymore. There's lots of goodness that comes from headphones, high quality audio, low reverberation. Other people can't hear what's going on. And we're trying to recreate all of that remotely just by having a device in your room or in your cubicle.
So this speaker would be in my office, and you're saying that unless it was aimed and directed at me, no one else could hear it? Is that what I'm understanding?
That's exactly what I'm saying. What I'd love to see in the future is some kind of device that we put on the bottom of a monitor, or you can set your monitor on top of, so that when you're in your office or cubicle, you can listen to audio, you can take a hands-free speakerphone, and not contribute to the noise pollution around you.
So theoretically, me and my co-host Tina, who was just yap, yap, yap all day long, could both be on speakerphones in our own separate side of the office, but I wouldn't hear her speakerphone and she wouldn't hear my speakerphone?
That's entirely correct.
That's what I do. Now, how does that work? A general overview.
In a general overview, what happens when you have a single speaker driver, what it's doing is it's radiating the sound out in all directions at the same time. What we do with multiple speakers is we take that audio and put it out through several drivers and mathematically figure out how they're going to interact once they get out into the room. And we can create what's called constructive interference in certain areas so that the sound amplifies and you can hear it in that area, and destructive interference in other places so that the sound level is much lower.
And is there a maximum decibel level? I would imagine it couldn't get too high because it's going to spread, right?
What we're doing is it's kind of like taking sand.
I'm visualizing sand.
A normal speaker is a bucket of sand that you take and it's dry and you just pour it and it goes everywhere. What we're trying to do is take that sand and just kind of control it like we're building a sandcastle and just say, this is where the audio is going to be and nowhere else. And we can turn it up and you hear it there and it is much lower everywhere else.
Now, what is your background? Are you an audio engineer? How did you get into this?
I got into this because I heard about some similar research going on in the university that was very beautiful, but also very expensive and very impractical. And I thought that there's some things that I could add here to make it practical for the consumers, and I really love it. I've been in signal processing for like 10 years now, and working with voice and audio and speech recognition and things of that nature.
You know, how far off do you think we are until I can actually have this in my office?
I don't know.
I mean, 5 years, 10 years?
I really don't know. Today, on the market, you can buy similar devices, but they're very high-end. If you wanted this in your office today, you could spend a few $1,000s and get it from somebody else. What I'm looking at is trying to see what we can do to enable this to be mass market and have it in everybody's office is what I'd really love.
Well, I'd love to give it a try because I don't know if you at home, if you watched my special on International Robotics Part 2, we actually did something on a speaker that directs and points sound and bounces off things and lands. So is this here operational right now? Can I give it a test?